On this Valentine's Day, our next story is about relationships, but not romantic ones. It involves two iconic paintings, separated hundreds of years ago, that have been reunited, first in Italy and now here in Boston. WBUR senior arts reporter Andrea Shea takes us to the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston, where the pair of works, The Birth of Venus and Primavera by the famed Renaissance artist Sandro Botticelli, are together again for a new exhibition.
Museum preparators use drills to remove screws securing a large wooden box. This shipping crate just arrived from Bergamo, Italy, after flying across the Atlantic. Nathaniel Silver, the Gardner Museum's curator of the collection, confirms nerves are high now that this rare painting is in the gallery.
This is exciting because we haven't seen it yet. The top's just come off the crate. It's still wrapped up inside, and we're going to pick it up and move it over to our examination table to make sure that it traveled with no problems.
Getting Botticelli's The Story of Virginia here has been a long and complicated process because it's one of the Renaissance artist's most important paintings. It's also part of an unprecedented loan exchange with the Accademia Carrara in Bergamo. The Gardner's painting, The Tragedy of Lucretia, recently returned from its visit to Italy for their reunion. Now, after years of planning, the Gardner's team and an Italian curator finally inspect the swap together in Boston.
This is the first time that our painting has been loaned anywhere, and this is the first time that Bergamo's painting has been loaned anywhere. So it really took this unique opportunity to unlock that relationship.
Right, and you can both understand how each other feels.
Oh, yeah.
Both of yours first time.
We both sympathize with the other's anxiety, both institutions.
Yes, it's the first time. Usually we don't loan the most important paintings from our collection.
That's why Giovanni Vallagusa escorted Story of Virginia.
This painting never travel because it's very big, it's very ancient, and it's very fragile.
Its wood panel measures about 3 by 4.5 feet in size. Vallagusa says a reunion offers the public a unique chance to take in the two paintings in one gallery. Silver is eager to spend some quality time with Virginia.
It's a painting I know very well from books because it's often used to illustrate the high point at the end of Botticelli's career. It's often shown in images with our painting.
Botticelli interpreted the allegorical stories of Lucretia and Virginia around 1500 for a wealthy patron family. One shows Lucretia's imminent rape that drove her to reclaim her honor through suicide. Virginia depicts the abduction of a young woman who's later killed by her father to maintain her honor. Both dark but beautiful paintings symbolize the founding of the Roman Republic. Centuries later, people are still awestruck by their tales and by Botticelli's meticulous brushstrokes. The curators point to his highlights of real gold.
And that's gold,
yeah.
Too.
Here. Maybe a little here as well. Yeah, the soldier's armor is a place where he really uses a lot of it.
The Gardner's Lucretia was the first Botticelli to land on U.S. soil. Silver says Isabella Stewart Gardner purchased it in 1894 with help from pioneering art scholar and dealer Bernard Berenson.
This letter that he writes her in 1894, in which he says, "How much do you want a Botticelli?" is the first overture in a client-art dealer relationship that would really blossom and flourish and really make the Gardner Museum into the collection that it is today.
In her day, Silver says Mrs. Gardner was in the avant-garde for collecting Italian Renaissance art in the U.S. Vallagusa says she's well-known in Italy because of the ornate palazzo she built in Boston with materials imported from his homeland.
For Italian people, it's a magic building transported from Italy to the States.
Both Botticellis have survived amazing journeys, from the artist's studio in Florence to the walls in elite palaces to being separated and ultimately found by savvy scholars. Now Vallagusa believes his museum's prized piece should feel right at home.
I think the painting was he's happy to be in Boston now, I hope.
The trust the curators have forged will pay off for visitors, too. They'll be able to see the Botticellis without the usual barriers, which you can notice if you look closely at the paintings on the walls.
It's important, in my opinion, to see ancient painting without glass.
Only if you have a good relationship between institutions. Yes. Will both institutions agree to show their paintings without glass?
We wrote a lot of emails.
Yes, we do.
People during the Renaissance were as drawn in by these paintings and their moralistic tales of lust, betrayal, and violence as we are by Netflix. Now 21st century visitors can binge on them as a pair before one goes back home to Italy in May. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.